Hello, everyone. My name is Jen Payer, and I am the host of the Wellness Sherpa podcast. Today, I'm excited to have Barton Scott here. He is a chemical engineer, a nutritionist, and founder of Upgraded Formulas, which I'm excited to hear more about. He is passionate about helping people combat the stressors of daily life and the toxic world that we're all living in this modern world, and really helping us understand the lack of nutrients and mineral absorption issues that we are all facing. I'm excited. Our two topics that we're really going to be honing in on today are minerals, which is one of my favorite, and HTMA, which is also one of my favorites. So I'm excited to learn more from you today. So thank you so much for being here.
Hey, my pleasure. Thanks for having me on. Really important conversation. It sounds like we're going to have. So yeah, this is something that if you're listening to this, thank you for taking the time and please share it, because I don't hear enough people talk about what we're going to cover. And it's vitally important. There's no getting around it, like, at all.
So why don't we start? I did a little bit of research on you, and just again, so excited and thrilled to have you here. So why don't you start with telling a little bit about how you got here? Tell me a little bit about your background and why you're so passionate about minerals and HTMA. What does it mean to you?
I just have always gone after intensity, and my mom got really sick, but before that happened, and I jumped in, there big time. I was just always looking for high performance, and probably mainly through it, academics, but also wrestling, football, things like that. And with football, I realized, it's a team thing. You can depend on the team, even if you're leading the team, like I was playing quarterback. But with wrestling, you're making weight, and it's essentially self-induced hypothyroidism. So, just eating very little and extreme stress and extreme exertion. And so all of that led to mineral deficiency, and I didn't know it at the time. I thought it was, some other thing. And it's a one thing, like, that we all have in common. When I hear someone's story of like, oh, they got sick and it was, oh, they had Lyme or mold or whatever, like, I totally believe you had that, and you also had mineral deficiency. And the reason why, like, I know you know that, you're familiar with that, but if you're hearing this and you're going like, well, how can that be? It's because, how can it be when we are all the periodic table? And when you think about it, your immune system is just a collection of elements, just like any other thing in your body. We're all a collection of elements and combinations of elements. And that's how we get proteins and genes and anything physical in the entire planet, at least. And when you think of it from that perspective, which I just have come to think of it that way from doing what we do at Upgraded, it just becomes so obvious. It's not always apparent, but it's obvious when you're looking for the right things and you have the right previous knowledge. So I studied chemical engineering, and I just did that because it was a challenge. I heard it was the hardest thing you could study, and believe me, it was difficult. It really was. And along the way, I just started to lose my short-term memory from the stress, and I went and got myself prescribed Vyvanse, which is just like Adderall, and just terrible, terrible, terrible things. I mean, it's like the worst thing I've ever done for my health. And so if you're on those, send us a message. Our whole process can help you. I'll just say that. Get off of that, give you options, feel supported and re-regulated for the first time in years if you've been on it for a while. So yeah, there was that. And then my mom dying was just like a real wake-up call of, you know, instead of like, this is a nice to have, this is a must do. And I realized the supplements were not absorbing. They were not working. They were not replenishing the deficiencies we were seeing and the out of balance ratios we were seeing on a hair test. So I started to learn more about hair testing. And with that background, you can imagine I got good at it and became one of the best in the world at it. And, you know, pretty quickly, and you know, teach a pretty easy to digest course. That being said, that everyone can really get behind and understand in a few hours. And so that's one of our hopes, is that we can empower a lot of practitioners to incorporate that into what they do, no matter what you do, because it, like I said, we're all human and we're all elemental, and that's not going to change. And the newest red light technology that I'll probably also use will not mean that it's any less important or any other expensive or inexpensive gadget or supplement or any, like, it's always going to be important. So,
well, that's very interesting, because you know, I just mentioned I had my own health journey, and at one point in time, I was taking 120 supplements, you know, throughout the day, and I wasn't absorbing any of it. Mm-hmm. You know, did the HTMA, I was doing blood work, and nothing was getting into my body. So let's talk about that more. So, you know, you recognize that. How does that happen? Why is that? And what can folks, you know, where do they go from there? Because it's a change. It's a shifted mindset, right? We think we can just add things in when we're not addressing what we're depleted in. And we think, oh, you know, more is better and all of that. So let's talk about that a little bit.
There's different approaches. Years ago, I would have just only responded with minerals, and here's why. And it's definitely that. And it is definitely, without a question, all of that is true. And it's only become more and more true. What I would say now too, is the emotional side of things is so essential. And having done any and every personal growth thing I've ever heard of, at this point, truly, I looked at a list of 80 things. I had done like nearly all of them. The emotion code is something I found recently, and pulling those trapped emotions out that in some cases have been there your whole life. In some cases you inherited from your mother or father, etc. It has made a world of difference in energy requirements. And are you stressed as a baseline? And that can be through habit, but that is almost always influenced by your coloring coming into this life and then throughout there. So, you know, we've pulled out all sorts of things, shame and guilt and, you know, hallmarks of Catholicism. And I mean, look, all religions have an upside. All religions have a downside. That's my perspective on it, at least. And I just want people to know ultimately that wherever you are, you can improve it, even if it may seem impossible and it seems like you've tried everything. You can still improve it. And the proof I would give to that is, that's really hope inspiring, is that I want you to imagine, close your eyes if you're not driving, and imagine a time when you didn't have the thing that you're struggling with now. And if you can go back to that time at, you know, let's say you're in your 20s, you're 23 and you didn't have this problem, you're 14 and you didn't have this problem, you're 5 and you didn't have this problem, then it can be reversed. Period.
Yeah. The human body just has this incredible wisdom and intelligence, right? And I believe that our bodies are designed to be healthy. Mm-hmm. And life takes us out of that balance, and the journey of life is finding ways back into balance. And I love the fact that you mentioned emotion code. And that's something that we do in our healing practice here. And I think it's, you know, I grew up in the school of every physical ailment is tied to something in the emotional, you know, in the emotional body. Mm-hmm. And she said, you know, it's fascinating. Human beings are the only mammal that trap emotions in our body. So mm-hmm. if you get a rabbit being chased by a coyote, if it gets away, it'll literally go into the forest and shake out trauma.
Shakes it off.
Right? It gets it out of the system. And we, you know, you get into a car accident as a human being, and what do? We brace ourselves. So we just lock all that trauma in. And as you said, we even inherit traumas. You know, when you look at, I studied something called family constellation. And the premise of that is that, you know, traumas and energy goes, you know, through the line, through the lineage. Mm-hmm. So I love that you mentioned that. So let's talk about stress. What does stress have to do with minerals?
Great question. Yeah. So if, as you can imagine, when you see someone in a stressful state, they're usually, you can just, you know what sort of posture they're in, right? They're like hunched over, or they're pacing around, or what do you think is happening internally? Do you think they're happening? If you had to guess, you know, this is all like a thought experiment as we're listening. And what do you think is happening? So, of course, I imagine you know what's happening. The body's burning those nutrients at a faster pace, whether it's like choline or magnesium or whatever it is. It's funny. I've heard one other person say it like this, even without reading their work. And then later I read their stuff and I was like, wow, they pretty much the same wording even. And I've called it the burn rate. Because in chemical engineering, you look at burn rates and you look at, I'll just leave it at that. And so the burn rate when you're, quote, redlining at your desk is what I usually call it, or anywhere, but in a state where there's obviously no physical danger, emotional danger, even, except, you know, maybe reading, some sort of correspondence, carrier pigeon email, whatever it is. I kind of would like to, you know, experience a carrier pigeon message now that I'm realizing that, you know, that would be nice. That would be nice. Yeah. I feel like we missed out. That's one generational miss out there. Carrier pigeons. Maybe we should bring that back possibly. Anyway.
so we're literally burning up minerals.
Yeah.
Stressed.
Right.
Our burn rate is higher. And you know, stress is, it's everywhere. I grew up in the 60s and 70s, and as a kid, I don't remember feeling very stressed, but I was an uber athlete, right? So that's putting stress on my physical body. I was, you know, playing sports 3-4 hours a day, every day, right? And so can anybody get away from having a stressful life? And what can our audience do to stay out of that? You know, I call it fight or flight, right? We seem to be in a perpetual state of fight or flight as the human race. Mm-hmm.
It's a great question. Plenty of sunshine. An answer I've never given before is go to a really impoverished part of a country, maybe your own, maybe a different one, and just like try to spend a week there. Spend however long it takes. Maybe it's an hour, maybe it's a week, for you to realize how good you have it. And some amount of that stress will, I imagine, be permanently gone for the rest of your life. At least not acute stress, but baseline stress. Because you'll feel safe in comparison. You'll feel so gifted in comparison. And you'll realize that you didn't do anything to deserve being born where you were born and raised by whoever raised you. And, you know, like not any way that we're aware of, maybe. You know, maybe some past life or something, if you believe in that, you know, did well or something, but I don't know. I mean, the level of poverty that you see some people. So I think experiencing how good you have it, not just from a gratitude, like, oh, things are so good, but like, also like, wow, being truly shocked by how bad they could be without actually living it. Is a good way to like just, you know, I think, become stoic about it. So like travel, you know, continually surprises me in those ways. And don't just like only stay at the, you know, the resort, like go out and see it. And So that sun, meditation's been the biggest one for me personally. I do something called transcendental meditation, and it's a mantra based. It really helps me make better decisions, be a better leader. I believe it's been very largely responsible for the type of culture we've built at Upgraded Formulas and how people just seem to love working together as the team grows and grows. And like we have people write in from like hearing shows like this, and like, listen, if you need someone in X position, like, let me know now or later. And that just like wouldn't have happened and with who I was in my 20s and also who I thought I was thanks to Vyvanse. Mm-hmm. You know, which is, God, again, one of the worst things you can do for your health and for your sanity and everything. So
I love that you talk about traveling. You know, I've the plant stem cells come from the Apennine Mountains in Italy, so I've made many, many trips there. And one mm-hmm. of the first things I noticed there is just there's just so much joy in the people, in mm-hmm. the culture. They're just happy. And when things go awry, they don't get, you know, it's like, oh, well, you know, kind of that's life and let's just get back on track. There's, you know, really the stress levels are low.
Yeah. And
while they do have a lot of comorbidity, I think because of the food, they do live long.
Mm-hmm.
Live, you know, to an older age, 90, mm-hmm. 100 is not unusual. And mm-hmm. I believe it's because they don't have the level of pressure and stress, certainly that we have in the U.S. or that we put on ourselves.
Yeah. Like if you're watching the news cycle, that's on you. Mm-hmm. Like that's totally your choice. And if you're feeling emotions based on that, that's totally your choice. Especially when you know damn well you're not going to go do something about it right now, at least. So like if you are, besides just like talk about it as a self-soothing form, like just stop, just get out of the cycle.
Right. Yeah, our choices are so important.
Yeah, I would say breaking addictions too, and it could be the news cycle. If you can't not do something for a week, you're addicted or you're dependent at the very least. So
I read a statistic about the number of times the average person picks up their phone.
Oh yeah,
over 100. And I said, you know, was talking to my children and I said, wow, if you drank that much or even ate that much, I mean, it would clearly be classified as an addiction.
Wow. It's a great way to say it. Yeah.
100 times a day, right?
Yeah. I've heard like 300.
Yeah. It's probably that now, several years ago.
Exactly. And it depends too on age group. Like my dad being 80 versus a niece that's like 14, you know, it's like, Right. Wow, very, very, you know. It's like picking it up versus like putting it down at that age. Like it's just like forever in their hand.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. And so it's like making their way up. I make this joke where it's like, it's in our hand. It's make it its way up to our sleeve, to our palm, to our brain. Yeah. It's like,
yes.
Elon's idea. And yeah, I mean, that could help like the bottom billion possibly, you know, like have enough education to like drill a water well and figure out tools. And like, yeah, there could be some advantages, but it sort of feels like that when you're plugged into news or things going on, not in your field of normal eyesight. It's like, we're just not designed for that. So.
Absolutely. So let's shift to HTMA, and then I want to get to Upgraded Labs and what inspired you to create that. Mm. So let's talk about HTMA.
Oh, yeah. Upgraded Formulas. Yeah.
Plenty
of people say that. We could have just gone with a shorter name, you know, but I don't know why I didn't. I just, Anyway.
So let's talk about HTMA.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can share with our audience, I'm very familiar with it. and it's something that I use in my practice, but tell me, you know, you said you were one of the best in the world. Tell me how it came into your sphere and why it's important. And I'm going to throw in one more and see if you can remember all these. How often should somebody do an HTMA?
Yeah. I had my headphones on, but I didn't hear the first or the second one.
So just explaining, you know, what is HTMA? Mm. Why is it important?
Yeah.
What does it teach us? And then how often should we be doing it?
Mm. HTMA is using hair as in place of blood. And that doesn't mean that you have to do that in your practice. You can continue using your blood. I just want to make sure that everyone understands that this is not a anti-used blood campaign. This is a pro multiple points of view campaign, much like everything else we talked about today. So when we are adding another viewpoint, we have these viewpoints here and we add this other viewpoint, we're able to just make better decisions as long as the data from all of those others are accurate too. It's funny, like I hear people like regurgitate some info that was largely like early 90s, 80s, or before, even like this has been used since the 50s. So no telling when they're talking about something like, oh, well, is it accurate? Or it's like, well, honey, is blood accurate? That shit is so off. It's based on a sick population. I hope you understand that, you know, what are you comparing it to, people? That's always my question. What are you comparing it to? Because our minds are comparative machines, and that's all they know how to do is like, well, is your wife pretty? I don't know. Well, compare it to who? Like, compare it to, do you like your car? I don't know. Is there a better one? Like, it's like, I think this is why people are so much happier in some of these really rural areas, is because there's less comparison. And the comparison is like both the drug and the dopamine and also just the cancer. So yeah, so just to like set the table for like any sort of pre questions that someone might have as a listener, or like, oh, I've heard that. It's like, believe me, there are labs that do terrible jobs of testing blood, and there's labs that do great jobs, and just same thing with hair and anything else really. And I imagine, you know, for the most part, they're all getting better. So, but beyond that, the things that you can learn from it are so numerous. It's we have a long list on our website, but it's you know, thyroid function. So your energy level, adrenal level, if you're not super familiar with that, if you are, like, you'll love the rest of this for sure. Metabolism, got, you know, glucose sensitivity, your likelihood to have a infection, your, you know, bacterial infection or a viral infection. Your likelihood to that you are high in copper, despite, and this is another reason why I love hair testing, despite what your hair tests, despite what your blood test shows, rather. Case in point, if you, and this literally might be you listening to this, so I want to prepare you, just to like really zone in. If you have ever gotten a blood test and it showed low iron, or a low iron marker, and the response was, oh, like, you might want to take an iron supplement. Look, don't get me wrong, we have an iron supplement. It gets recommended very infrequently, very infrequently. It took me years to put one out. And on the page, I think it even says, like, you know, make sure you do a hair test before. I mean, most people, there's a recycling system of iron in the body that almost no one knows about. Mm-hmm. And it recycles nearly all the iron you ever consume. So even if you have a period, even if like you had a terrible accident, you almost bled out, your body recuperated so much iron in the next 90 days from just you eating almost anything. Iron's ubiquitous. It's easy to get. It's just that it's the only element that's carrying oxygen. So our body hangs onto it and it stores it in your tissues. So if you're low in the blood, it just probably likely means you're high in tissue. And that's feeding.
Right, because iron stores in the tissue, right?
Yeah. Yeah. That's and we're not action. Testing. We're testing blood. So yeah, it's really crucial for people to understand that. And that's, so if you have chronic fatigue, if you've gone gray early, and like super gray, like every, you see some people and they're like, they look pretty fit, but they're like super silver, like for sure. Get this checked out. We're yes. Like this is the thing you've been missing. You know, and if you're fit and in spite of that, you probably have like done all the health things. Mm-hmm. And you're like, I don't know what it is. And you might be supplementing iron. You're probably like, oh my God, this is crazy. This is, yeah, that's this conversation for you.
Well, I had two biological children, and the first one was jaundice. So that's a classic sign, right? That I passed on my part of my iron overload in my system to her. And then my son was born with bright red hair. Wow. You know, another classic iron overload issue. And so, you know, when you go ahead.
And anger with too much iron. And we talk about redheads being feisty. And it's like,
yes. And there's a reason for that, right?
Look at that. It's wild. Yeah.
So, you know, let's talk about somebody does an HTMA, they get their results. Now what? What, you know, this is, you just mentioned several of the benefits of knowing, you know, doing the HTMA. Mm-hmm. What does somebody do with the results? Where do they go from there?
Yeah, there is, I will say this test is like really, really easy to misunderstand. So it's one of the most valuable tests out there if you know all the intricacies. If you're someone that like their mind thrives on intricacies and you're a practitioner or you want to be, this is a cool test for you to learn. And it's going to be a multi-year process of like learning different levels of it. Just like improving your health with it is over years. Like it just, you get, it's like a tighter and tighter spiral is how I see it. If you know someone, probably not you, but if you know someone that likes to be really reductive about things where you're like black and white and no gray, you will not like this. Like you for sure need to get a consultation anyway, no matter who you are, because health is so subjective. I really believe in that. And someone will point to the things that you would overlook. Mm-hmm. Like I have some of my nutritionists on the team review it, and it's a part of my way of like checking in on and sort of grading, are they doing a good job? And then every now and then they'll point out something where it's like, oh, I saw that, but like I didn't give it the credit.
It didn't register the way
it didn't register. But when someone, you read it and someone wrote it to you about your own thing, or they said it to you about your, or they asked and you connected something, totally different. So I personally just like love learning. I love like carrying multiple thoughts that are in conflict at the same time. And so to some people that is agony, and to some people it's a superpower and they love it. So for that reason, I would say get a consultation. We do them. We have a course. I think we mentioned that as well, where people can get certified if they want to do that in-house. We have a partner program too, where if you're a practitioner and you're like, I already do plenty of things. Yeah, we can do that for you and you still get a commission and stuff. So, I mean, just a lot of different ways. We just want to be helpful as a company, because this is, I really believe that the solutions to the hair test, not only the hair test, but the solutions to the hair test, and then how easy we've made the hair test. Where it ships to many different countries and we have our own kit and everything, had been around. Like my mom would still be, she'd be turning almost 80 now, just you know, with my dad. They're almost the same age and he's still out here and healthy and stuff. But awesome. I think it was a childbirth, you know, she had three kids, including me, and just like that stress of, of giving birth and the nutrient depletion that comes with that. And I, you know, it's shocking to me when people are like, yeah, you know, she had postpartum for, you know, a year after. And it's like,
wow.
There's not a, like, we're talking about going to the moon. We're talking about going to Mars. We already do mining on the moon. I don't know if you know, if like a lot of people are aware of that, but, and yet we don't have like a clear plan to take care of women after they give birth. Mm. Like we talk about before, we don't talk about after really at all. And we're like, yeah, you're just depressed.
Right.
Yeah, I can't imagine why you gave birth
normal,
to a
right?
person. And that you might feel a little blue after. It's like, if there's anything that I've ever heard that was so obvious, it's like, mm-hmm. of course, like it would be surprising to me that not all women are like just depressed after giving birth, like outside of the oxytocin and everything, because you're giving away so many nutrients, like, so like all of it.
Absolutely.
So yeah, this is a plan to help prepare for that and also recover from that. And for men too. Fertility, we're doing a clinical trial, our second clinical trial. We did one on our magnesium product already to just prove the delivery system that I developed as a chemical engineer. And so, you know, I like doing, like, I really like using the best, like, everything. And like I said, you know, that was a problem then. And I knew, like, hey, it's not going to be any different for anyone else, me or anyone else, you listening to this, any of it, if we don't get these supplements to absorb better. Mm-hmm. And chelating and using multiple forms is not the answer, because it is just very simply not how the body does it with food. And that's not, it's just, I mean, let me ask you this as you're listening to this. At any point in your entire life, do you think your body has asked for a specific form of magnesium to quote cross the blood-brain barrier? Or does it just have a nifty way of figuring out how to get magnesium from food sources? Not our manufactured process, like, oh, we, you know, it's like just mimic nature as closely as possible and as often as possible when you get health. And just strip out everything that's not that. And you get
right.
It's and listening.
So, yeah, one more question that I want to cover on the HTMA, and then I want to talk about more about your products and your company. So
yeah, sure.
Should everybody get an HTMA every year? Is it different if you're chronically ill and dealing with something like cancer or diabetes or some metabolic issue? So if you could talk a little bit about that for our audience, so they have some bits and direction.
Yeah, that's a great question. We have a lot of FAQs on our site too, you know, because it's tough. You're doing a like amazing job of asking questions, but there's so many things to ask on this topic. So we have an FAQ for people. What we've seen is that if someone's in a chronic condition like that, do it every 2 months. If you're not, do it quarterly, just like you would, you know, good tax accounting. Well, that you do even monthly, but, you know, and that's your business. Like, I remember, everything in our outside world mimics the internal world, right? And our level of order externally is almost always mimicking our level of order internally. And so, you know, if you want to have a clean space that's neat and organized internally or externally, look the other way, you know. And you'll notice too, like, you, when things are organized in your home, your office, like, things do flow better, right? And everything's calmer, and you make just better thinking, and then you're like, I should probably, you know, do a hair test or take care of myself in general. And it's just this big feedback loop. I love it. I love thinking about it.
Well, our elders, right? As within, so without; as above, so below, right? That's these pieces of wisdom have been embedded in our culture, and yet, you know, I think part of this is a big mind shift, mm-hmm. Because you know, for some reason we often think, oh, one and done, right? Oh, I did that last year and I'm good. But we take a shower every day or every other day.
That's such a great example.
That's an analogy I often use. It's, well, how often do you shower?
Yeah.
The reason that you keep doing that because you've got to keep your body cleansed. And so, and we need to do the same thing internally.
Yeah. I'm so glad you said that, because one of our taglines on our website is mental health hygiene. Mm. And I say, like, the parentheses with that is, you know, it works just like showering. So do it daily.
So true. So let's shift over into your company, Upgraded Formulas. I got it right this time.
Yeah.
So share a little bit, like, what inspired you to start the company, and tell us a little bit about the culture, and tell us about, you know, what the products are centered around.
Products are centered around, to start with that one first, insight I had, which is not hacking, but harmony, bioharmony, really. Mm-hmm. And think about how nature does it and try to do that. And I don't know if that was a mushroom trip or what, but it seems so obvious when you apply that rule to, like, pretty much everywhere it can be applied, but pretty much everywhere. Kind of like the 80-20 rule. So I asked myself, you know, what does the body do when it's ready to absorb? Not almost ready to absorb, but ready to absorb a nutrient. And the answer is, it's gotten all that food to a particle size that is able to be absorbed. First of all, it's small enough, but it has electron driving force. And again, breaks everything down to elements. So, you know, when you're like, we need to eat more, fill in the blank, protein, fat, carbs, whatever. It's like, amino acids, you know, what you're really talking about is a collection of elements. So one thing I acknowledge is that I mean anyone and everyone that I'm aware of on the planet does not understand what happens when we put, like, our magnesium, that, you know, essentially is like the winner in the sleep category for improving deep sleep and REM sleep and all sorts of things, anxiety, anger. We do not know what happens when that really enters the body. We know it activates, like, over 3,000 enzyme pathways. We know that, but we don't know when you put, you know, magnesium and potassium and chromium and copper and on and on and on and on in the body, what things actually happen. Like, what happens? Like, how does a gene become a gene?
In the body, right,
exactly. We just know that you need it. And so it's like very humbly, like, they're our best foot forward, but humbly, like, so, you know, it's like having the confidence to go, like, yeah, this is the best we can do. But also having the humility of going, like, we're testing the input, making sure the input gets absorbed, and then we're testing the output. We as a company or anyone else alive today does not understand what happens in between. But luckily, when you feel good, that's a pretty good measure. And when your test results on hair improve, that's also a really good measure. And then, yeah, you know, throw in some gut testing and stool testing, and you're really on your way to, like, being pretty darn optimal. Mm-hmm. Now, if the supplements you're taking don't absorb well, and you're like, well, that sounds great, Barton, appreciate the conversation, but, like, I'm going to stay taking whatever thing. I can tell you, I did that for years. And it's not like we had an option then, but had we had an option, you could say it would have cost her life. One last thing. We underestimate a lot in the health space. I see one flaw that a lot of us make. is we forget the importance of time. We don't talk about time enough. It's like, oh, well, like, I'll try this other, or I'll like continue to doing whatever path I'm on. And then when I finish that path, I'm going to do this other thing. It's like, you might be dead like in a week. Like, you just don't know. And that week could have been better. What I'm always pursuing, last thing is to wrap that up, is when you imagine your best day, your best days or your best day that you can remember having, energy wise, productivity, fun, joy, dancing, you know, making love, whatever it is, being close and feeling alive, really, is what we're talking about. What if that was your default? What if 90% of your days felt that way? So, yeah.
And that's our birthright.
Yeah.
That right there is our birthright. So one last question. How does somebody know that their supplements are working or not?
Testing.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I know a lot of people use this phrase, and I really don't mind. But we trademarked the phrase test, don't guess, a few years ago. And it's because it's so, like, we own that in multiple countries, and it's because it's so important. It's like the clinical trial will show that now that we have some of the best supplements really in the world. And yet, if you don't know how much of it to take, like, you'll improve somewhat by just like doing general advice and listening to podcasts and kind of like developing your intuition over time. But even your intuition that you're otherwise relying on, right, and your logical mind, conscious and unconscious, is informed by testing.
So take us hair from testing, TMA muscle testing to your products.
Yeah, so
you get the HTMA, and then how do you go from there to which products to take, what dose, and all of that? And I know it's not a one fits all, but just if you can give a general description.
Yeah, we get people to understand that there's 3 to 5 things that we'll try to move the needle on in the first conversation. And that's not only with supplements. That will be, we try to make it diet agnostic, meaning we're not going to tell anyone to like start or stop doing a certain type of diet. We'll just say, you know, like, hey, Kathy, you would really benefit from more potassium. So what we're recommending in this case, based on being, you know, at this level, let's say, you know, very low, chronically low, is that you do X amount per day of, you know, steamed leafy greens. They're organic, for example. These, take your choices. Maybe you've done a food allergy test. Some of those are accurate, by the way. Some are not. They pass them through the same machine without cleaning them. Yours, mine, the next person's. Sorry for that information. But like, you know, PSA, public service announcement. It's true. Almost, and there's like one or two that does it well. And then unsurprisingly, it's way more expensive because they do it fastidiously. So yeah. So that, first of all, that if you have that data, it might be wrong for that reason. You're right. It depends. The other thing is activity level. And that's why you can never do it off of only results. So our nutritionists are trained to really be loving and ask questions and be kind upfront and go like, and for some people, you know, I mean, I almost get emotional thinking about it. They've never been listened to about their health by someone that could help, like actually help them in their entire life. And that itself is like worth the conversation, really. And then from there, we just do really good work of like, we're really good at understanding intricacies like hidden copper toxicity and iodine, or you iodine deficient, even though we didn't test for it directly, because you can't accurately test for iodine directly. it's in such a small amount, in blood and urine and hair. We make approximations. But when you're talking with someone that understands those nuances, you can, I mean, even Mercola got in touch for us to analyze his hair test results. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So proud of that. Proud of, like, we give back to Charity Water. They drill water wells around the world, and we recommend supplements that we don't sell if you need them.
Right.
Like, we don't make a B vitamin supplement. You might need it. You might not, I don't know, but based on your results and your other input in the conversation, we just take really good care of people. So, yeah.
Well, I love that. I think that's what differentiates your culture that you've built in your company. And, you know, honestly, that's really what it's about, right? It's about us feeling better. It's about taking care of each other, supporting each other, and about feeling great, right? Yeah. That pride of, we are supposed to be feeling great. That's who we are, who we innately are. Mm-hmm. So what three things would you leave with the audience that are important for them to start shifting the state of their world?
I love that question. It's alarm off. I think if we're not talking about supplements and testing, it really just, like, enough sun, meditating, and just learning how to regulate yourself. You could say that as a category. If you feel incapable of being able to regulate yourself, like, it's one of the most important areas that you could possibly invest your time in. Mm-hmm. Now, that being said, if you can't, you can be supported by not having a magnesium deficiency and not having a lithium deficiency. Like, if any of this comes off as like aggressive, it's because I'm aggressively helping you to stop screwing up. Like, and acknowledging that you are screwing up, if you're not getting the best results or the results you really want, is like something that, like, you just have to do. So, and I've had to knuckle down and eat that, first plenty of times. So believe me, I'm saying with compassion, but like, if you don't like something, change it. And anytime, I'm always about peak performance, but the cool thing about studying peak performers is that you can extrapolate and go like, well, I don't care about climbing, the tallest mountain in the world, but I would like to know how to keep my footing in the snow. And like, that's valuable, you know? Wow. You know, so what we're giving you is lessons from the top, truly. And we're making it super easy, you know? So, yeah. But that regulation part, you know, the book that I'm writing is all about how nutrition becomes personality. That is really determined by, like, what we just talked about. Are you low in certain things that are affecting how stressed you are and your bandwidth? So if you feel like you have Asperger's because you're wound up on like Adderall or coffee or Adderall and coffee or Vyvanse or whatever, and you're not getting sunlight and you're not breathing and you're not meditating and you're like, wow, like, I get that, like, life's not enjoyable, and you're going to like pass that message on to people if you don't do something about it. Right. So yeah, that, I mean, well, anything that shifts you out of that state really is my answer. Yeah.
Yeah. And I love the fact that you use the words that I often use, which is, how do you feel? People will say, you know, how do I know when I'll get better? And I said, because the first question I'll ask you is, how are you feeling? Do you have more energy? Are you sleeping better? Do you feel less stressed? Right. All those things, which of course are not scientific, but it's the most important thing, because you can do the test. You can look at the science. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes I see people that have gone years, you know, on a program and they still feel like crap. And, you know, the mind doesn't kick in that's not working. You've got to shift it. Yeah. So I love that you talk about self-regulating. I think that's so important. And I just end with this, that I believe, again, as a human race, we've kind of disconnected from ourselves. And part of that is the disconnect with nature. And I talk a lot about something called nature deficit disorder that I learned about years ago reading a book.
What? You say this too?
Yes. Oh, I mean, I talk about nature.
Oh my God. Which I say ADD.
Yeah.
Adventure deficit disorder.
Yes. and it's true and it's real. And I see it every day. And sometimes, you know, I'll just say, get outside.
Get outside.
You know, go for a walk. Be in the wonder of nature. Nature is always teaching us something and always showing us how to come back into balance.
Yes. You never go for a hike in nature and get less than you expected. You always get more.
Absolutely. So, I mean, I am so grateful and I'm excited to go sign up and do an HTMA with you and learn more.
Yeah. And thank you.
Tell our audience, how do we find you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can find us at upgradedformulas.com. You can find me on social, our YouTube channel. We're going to put out more videos soon. Really the website's the best place to start, but also Instagram. We're like pretty active there. I go through periods where I'm very active and then not as active. I do stories, just lifestyle stuff, you know, like a lot of the answers that are, I realize again and again, that are so like, you know, obvious after you've been in this space for a long time. Plenty of people still don't know, you know, and they're busy being experts somewhere else that helps the overall world, hopefully. So like never underestimate the power of what you already know. This is something that I've like kind of learned again and again, because I just, the most surprising thing that I almost didn't share because I thought it was so inconsequential. Someone would be like, wow, I had no idea. That is just like blowing my mind, you know? And it, the same is true with like so many other industries that you're not an expert in. Right. So,
well, and we have a lot of wisdom inside of ourselves, and part of it is a remembering, right. And again, I think that's where nature reminds us, is a great reminder to help us remember who we innately are, which we are nature.
Mm-hmm.
As you said, we are made up of elements.
World, the world experiencing itself, the universe experiencing itself.
Such a pleasure. Thank you so much, and thank you everyone for joining us today. We're grateful to have you be here, and again, you can find Barton Scott at upgradedformulas.com.